It's a nice day here at SUNY Potsdam. The sun is shining, there is a nice breeze, and the sound of construction is in the air. This is Carrie Kurzewski.
And Brandon Harishny.
We are in the Student Government Association office in the Barrington Student Union. Today, we are talking to Maureen Taylor, the SGA account clerk, as well as the advisor to Student Entertainment Services. She has worked at SUNY Potsdam in this position for 27 years. We are seated in her office, which is off to the side of the SGA office. The walls are adorned in flyers and memos, but has a section dedicated to gold memorabilia. Maureen is seated at her desk wearing a white blouse. Her glasses are at the tip of her nose while she talks to us about the changes in the student union.
When speaking to Maureen about her 27 years at SUNY Potsdam, she states that physically not much has really changed in the union, but she does remember one time, about 15 years ago, when something big did happen.
When I first worked here, the mailboxes were all in the different dorms or residence halls, and so they changed that at first. Where Pete's Place is now, there was a mailbox room for 1 year, and then while they were recreating the mailbox area that you have right now.
When asked if students benefit from all this construction going around campus, Maureen states simply that students just like the next best thing.
I think they like to see new things. So periodically, when we make changes or renew spaces like the flooring and the bare in the middle of the tile, new offices. Students like to have new things or the next best thing, so they appreciate it, I think.
When asked about what she would like to see be built in the Barrington Student Union, Maureen reminisces to about 15 years ago when herself and Student Government Association put in a proposal to the college.
Well, we had a plan as student government, put in a proposal to the college about 15 years ago, and I really wish that had been able to take shape. They were going to take all three sections of the NPR rather than just the single section that we have for Pete's Place, but that was supposed to be there for Pete's Place is what we had intended. We wanted the center section as like a bar or lounge area, and the third section was supposed to be like the Hurleys, like a nightclub type thing.
Maureen also states that she is very anxious to see what is in store for the new union to be built in 2017, though the construction on campus is not dampening Maureen's day because she thinks that this is going to be good for the students in the long run, even if these changes are not as drastic as new mailboxes or as exciting as an entertainment center. This is Brandon Harishny.
This is Carrie Kurzewski.
And thank you for listening.
Jury.